Golf Smarter, number 263, published on December 28, 2010.
SmarterPodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.
The success of Troon Golf and Scottsdale's Troon North.
This is Golf Smarter. Sharing tips and insights from golfers and golf professionals to help lower your score. It's worked for your host, Fred Green.
Welcome and thanks for downloading the Golf Smarter podcast. This episode of Golf Smarter is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 75,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/golfsmarter. Now, before we get started on today's show, I wanted to give Lou Nussbaum a call. Lou is a Golf Smarter listener, and he has signed up for our Golf Smarter Scottsdale adventure, and he's been with us before, and I just wanted him to tell you why he comes on these trips and why you should too. Hey, Lou, how you doing?
Hey, Fred. Great to hear from you.
It's good to talk to you again. Hey, we're going to be traveling again together, aren't we?
Sounds really fun. The fourth venture, that'll be really a kick.
Well, you know, it's so funny. For most of the audience, this is the second Golf Smarter podcast adventure. But for you, it's actually your fourth. You were with us in Tahoe. You came up to Tahoe. You came to Prague with us. And then you showed up to, we did the President's Cup event in Northern California after they played at Harding Park. And now you're coming to Scottsdale.
Well, I wouldn't miss any of these outings for the world. If I could possibly get there, I'll make it. So,
why do you subject yourself to this pain?
Well, you know, the Golf Smarter listeners are really cool people, and I've been in touch with a couple of the people on a sustaining basis in Prague, and it's just been, they're just wonderful people. So it's been really, really good, really, really positive in addition to just fabulous golf. But you meet great people.
You know, that's really true. Especially in Prague, when we got to spend 3 days playing golf and traveling around the country and exploring, we really had a lot of fun. There was this, I mean, you know, we all love to play golf, but then there was this other part of being part of the Golf Smarter community that tied us all together.
Yeah, one of the members was in L.A. and gave me an email. Unfortunately, I was gone when the listener was coming. But otherwise, we would have hooked up, and it would have been really, really fun.
That's awesome. So I'm sure you have played golf in Scottsdale before.
Yes, I have, many a time.
And have you played these four courses that we're playing? Are you familiar with each of them?
I've played one. I've played Greyhawk, but the other three I haven't played, and very much looking forward to it.
I'm actually very surprised you've never played Troon North.
Yeah, well, I haven't. It's just not one of the ones that I've been able to get to play, and looking forward to it now.
Greyhawk is a fun course. And Yeah, I mean, we talked to Doug a couple weeks ago, and that was great. But Troon North, TPC Scottsdale, Kierland, they're all really great golf courses. And playing golf in February in Scottsdale, weather-wise, it's perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a spectacular time to play, and it'll be really, really fun to be with you and be with a bunch of other Golf Smarter listeners and make some new friends and just have a great time.
Well, I would really, if I haven't begged enough to the audience, if you have an opportunity to meet Lou Nussbaum, that's all the reason to sign up to come on this trip, because Lou is, clearly everyone wants to reach out and be Lou's friend, but he and I had so much fun together. I'm really excited to see him again, and Lou, I really appreciate your support on this and that you've been a Golf Smarter listener and a Golf Smarter member for such a long time, and I can't wait to see. And you're actually bringing your wife along too, right?
Yes, I am. I'm bringing my wife, and we're both really looking forward to it. I can't emphasize enough for those listeners that may be on the edge, just go for it. Life is short. These are really, really, really fun adventures. You meet great people. You play great golf courses. There's no pressure. It is just truly fun. And meeting Fred, spending time with him, you'll know the person behind the voice that you listen to is in the car as you travel or listen to on your computer. So it's really good stuff.
Now, does your wife play golf?
No, my wife doesn't play golf. She's got a bad back and
sorry.
You know, all the usual things. But she does enjoy spas and she does enjoy hiking. And so she'll do the spas and the hiking and I'll cover the golf course.
Yeah, well, and if it's only your wife and mine, they're going to have a great time together because I know that Joanne has been wanting to meet her anyway, especially after the time we spent together in Prague. So unfortunately, she couldn't come on that. But this time we will get to hang with her as well. But we want to have a large group of Golf Smarter listeners. And like I've told you before, if you need to customize your trip, you can't necessarily stay at the Zona Resorts or you can't make it for all four rounds, I can accommodate you. We've really set it up. Zona Resorts has been spectacular about letting people be flexible on this. So please listen to Lou. Join us for the Golf Smarter Scottsdale Adventure coming up in February. Now, the deadline for registration is January 7th. Lou, you were right on top of it.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to jump on it. You know, when you have an opportunity, you go for it. That's the major thing I've learned out of life. So pass it on to the listeners. And, you know, guys, come on. You know, jump on board. It's a wonderful, wonderful time, wonderful trip. Come meet Fred. You know, meet me, play a little golf, and, you know, we'll you know, probably also hang out at the 19th hole a little bit and have a great time.
Okay, I'm blushing. Thanks, Lou.
Okay.
This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the Internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 75,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature and featuring audio versions of many New York Times bestsellers. For Golf Smarter listeners who've yet to give Audible a try, Audible would like to give you a free audiobook so that you can hear for yourself how great the experience of reading audiobooks can be. With this offer, go to audiblepodcast.com/golfsmarter and choose any audiobook from their vast library of over 75,000 titles. One audiobook you might want to consider is something I'm going to recommend because it was my favorite audiobook of 2010. Well, it came out in 2009, but I listened to it in 2010, and it's not a golf book. It's a book called The Help by Catherine Stockett, and I'm really not looking forward to this movie coming out because The Help as an audiobook, I know it was a great book. I've talked to a lot of people who've read the book, but as an audiobook, it was remarkable. It's narrated by three separate women, and each of them play different roles, and it's 18 hours long, so why not make that your free choice of an audiobook? If you've heard anybody talk about this book, tell them the audiobook is really the way to do it. If they make the movie, it's going to ruin it once you listen to the audiobook. So check out The Help by Catherine Stockett. Again, get it for free. Just go to audiblepodcast.com/golfsmarter. Now, I want to introduce you to Lon Grundy. Lon is the general manager of True North. And True North is one of the four courses we're going to be playing on our Golf Smarter Scottsdale Adventure from February 9th through the 13th in 2011. Deadline to enter at golfsmarter.com is January 7th. Hopefully you still have a couple of days left or minutes left, but you've got to sign up for this trip. We're playing True North, Greyhawk, Kierland, and TPC Scottsdale Stadium course. And we're going to play that course just a few days after they finish the Waste Management Phoenix Open. So the course is going to be in remarkable shape. True North is the number one ranked course in Scottsdale, and it's managed by the Troon Company, and this was their first golf course. And we're going to talk about that with Lon, but I want to remind you once again, please join us. We're going to have a great time on the Golf Smarter Scottsdale Adventure. We're going to be staying at the Zona Suites, and if you have friends who live in Scottsdale and want to come on the trip and you want to stay with them, we can work that out. If you only want to come for 2 or 3 days, we can work that out. Get in touch with me. Please join us. We're going to have a lot of fun, as Lou said. Now, Lon Grundy, general manager of Troon North, an old friend, and we'll tell you why. Welcome to the Golf Smarter podcast, Lon.
Thank you, Fred.
It's great to have you on the show. You and I are actually old friends, and I'm so excited to be coming to Troon North because you're working there.
Well, thank you. I know we had the chance to meet in, 2005?
Yes.
And it's certainly been a long time coming, but glad to hear from you and glad to talk about True North today.
Yeah, well, okay, so I'll fill in the audience on this one. Lon has been working at Troon, and at the time that we met, he was working in their corporate offices. And I had this idea of doing some videos, custom videos for golf courses on how to play the course. And I approached Lon with the idea, and he thought it was very interesting, but wanted to know how we can get that onto iTunes, get the videos onto iTunes. And in my investigation, I found out that getting my videos onto iTunes was near impossible, but there was this thing called podcasts. And so instead of getting to do the videos, although we did a couple of videos together, instead of doing that, I launched the Golf Smarter podcast. So it's all your fault.
You know, and I'm thinking to myself, what was this? This is podcast, we said 200 and...
This is going to be about 260-something, yeah.
And while I was maybe a part of the influence on the push towards this and the brainchild, but I think this is my first podcast with you.
I think it is too.
Yeah. And I've certainly heard quite a few, but my first
one. Well, thank
one.
You. I appreciate that. I appreciate that very much. So tell me, if you will, you know, True North is internationally recognized. Why?
You know, if you just think about how golf started, really the only way that you could get a really nice golf experience was at a private club. The only daily fee public access clubs were municipalities. And we all know that municipal courses do not have reputation for being the creme de la creme nice with agronomic conditions and service and hospitality. So really the only way you could really experience a really nice golf course and experience was at a private club. And then we start to see some of the resort courses pop up, but you know, naturally these courses were attached to a hotel, and True North was really kind of the pioneer in creating that daily fee private, a daily fee access private club experience, member for a day model that we all know has been emulated over and over. Over the last 15 years, True North opened in 1990 with this concept. Let's do one golf course. We're going to charge $300 for a player, but we are going to give them an agronomic condition, a high caliber course designer, great conditions. Over-the-top service, amenities, clubhouse, they're going to feel like they're a member for that day, lockers and what have you, on down the line. And it was so successful that in 1996, they decided to build another golf course. So we have two courses now at True North, and I think we've kind of seen the history and what's happened from there, but it was really kind of the first true desert daily fee golf experience and the first true standalone daily fee kind of member for a day experience. And you know, because it was in the front and leading the way, there's the saying about first in the game, and certainly True North has developed a nice reputation. We're very appreciative of that and recognize it's not something that we want to take for granted, but it's certainly something that we capitalize on. And it's just been a great history where when people come to Scottsdale, people come to Arizona looking for a golf vacation, and this is certainly a golf destination, we are fortunate that we are in that must-play list. And we see we're going to do 72,000 rounds this year.
Wow.
Fred, I bet we've got more travel bags unzipping in our bag drop than conceivably any club in the state, for sure.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So what came first, the Troon corporate management system that did the company see that it worked so well at Troon North, and then your second course that then they said, you know what, we should be managing other courses. We can offer this service to other courses.
It is. You know, so I should also, it's a great point. We kind of talked about how Troon Golf started, or how Troon North started, and really it evolved into another company that we know as Troon Golf. Troon Golf, it's the world's largest golf management company. And Troon North is the flagship property for that company, but it all started right here at Troon North, the company of Troon Golf. This model was so successful that our founder, Dana Garmany, he was the general manager here at Troon North when this facility opened, and I think the success they experienced here really led to inquiries and developers and owners that really wanted to emulate this model, and Dana formed a company called Troon Golf and provided his experience, his skill set, his vision for Troon North. He basically rolled that into Troon Golf and was really hoping to do, you know, I think he said, boy, it'd be really neat if I could have 10 courses like this, 10 properties. And naturally, I think he shortchanged his vision there, because as we sit today with 200 properties worldwide, it certainly he had something there, didn't he?
Yeah, 200 it's up to now?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That's a successful company.
It's worldwide with, offices in Australia, offices in Europe, and then naturally our home, our corporate office here in Scottsdale.
That's remarkable, and it's not only all over the world, clearly, but it's I know that when I travel around and I get an opportunity to find a Troon managed course, I just kind of know. And I've really touted this for years, an allegiance here to you guys. But I just know that the quality of the course, the greens, the fairways, the service, it's just going to be first rate all the way.
Yeah, I think that's certainly something that resonates with our frequent patrons. Is there's an expectation there that they know that we're going to meet. And that's from the agronomy side. Look, everybody wants to play a golf course that's in great condition, but above and beyond that, there's an expectation of service, and us anticipating the needs of those guests before they arrive, and really kind of creating experience that, like I said, in the past you could really only find those at a private club, and now we have a model that's really opened up to daily fee across the world.
What is it like these days in this economy to maintain a course at that standard, especially the cost of the agronomy?
No question. We've certainly seen better days than now with the recent downturn of the economy. But luckily for us, and again, we have to recognize and appreciate the position that we're in, that we're still going to have a tourist coming to Arizona and playing golf. And, with the saturation of the market, it is a tough game out there for us in the golf business, but where Troon North is fortunate that, I think for the most part, when they close their eyes and they picture what desert golf looks like, that's what we have here at Troon North. And there's not a lot of properties that actually have this kind of elevation, this setting, the cactus, the mountains, the boulders, all encompassed, at one location. So I think, the setting plays strong for us, naturally the reputation. And quite honestly, what happens is you've got a group coming in for a golf vacation. They have a budget, and they want to play four or five golf courses. And because we're a must-play for many, we're ranked number one in the state. Our Pinnacle course is ranked number one in the state. Our Monument course is ranked number four in the state. So having the accolades, the reputation, and being a must play, we capture a piece of that budget for these tourists right out of the gates. They say, okay, we're going to Scottsdale. We're playing Troon North. So what was our budget? Okay, we'll deduct True North from the budget. Now what do we have left? Okay, let's look at the rest of the inventory and let's see what we want to play with what we have left. So we're very fortunate to get that. Now that's during the tourist season. And unfortunately, you know, in Arizona, we've seen the tourist season start a little bit later and end a little bit sooner these days than the days of old. But we certainly have enough population, enough golfers here living full-time in the Scottsdale-Phoenix market where we've made a lot of new friends, even in the shoulder and off seasons when we don't have as much tourist traffic. And really, that's where our model's changed a bit. We used to rely so much on the tourist traffic, even all the way through the shoulder season, that now we've had to, you know, create programs and attract customers really from a local standpoint. And True North, they're difficult golf courses. When you think of a place you want to frequent, if it's too difficult, sometimes that can play against you. So we've actually gone out on the course and have had a few minor renovations and brought some turf into visibility to where it's not so visually intimidating, maybe off the tee. Added some turf and some landing areas. And overall, I mean, although now we're, I think the toughest you can make a golf course, Fred, a slope is 155. And our Pinnacle course, which is our more difficult of the two, it's 149 from the back tee, and then Monument is 147. So I think we've done a nice job over the last 3 years. We did a little renovation in 2007 and changed up some nines, and I think we've made the course, it flows a little better. It's made it a little more player-friendly, and it actually improved our rankings. Once we did the course modifications in 2007, we had the Raiders, all the Golf Digest, the golf magazines come back out, and actually we were kind of waiting on pins and needles to see how the ratings would turn after some of the changes, and our ratings actually got better. Mm. So it's been fun kind of watching, you know, we can't just sit on our heels and rely off the reputation of the old days when the tourist traffic was up and there wasn't a saturation in the market. And now here we are faced with, you know, let's face it, there's quite a few golf courses to choose from in Scottsdale and Phoenix. And so I think, you know, recognizing that and us trying to evolve and hold our market share. Naturally, we're always going to have that piece that's associated with the reputation and the name, but we've got to continue to deliver and recognize, you know, where the business is moving, recognize really our customer base. You know, the generations are aging and new generations coming through. So that's where it's nice being part of a company like Troon Golf. We've got all the resources there at the corporate office that are really kind of providing a service to, as we discussed, many facilities worldwide. And we obviously have a major interest in making sure that Troon North stays at the top of that focus. And so we exhaust the resources to make sure that we're trying to stay one step ahead.
Well, it's a great showcase for your corporate office. I know that the times that I've been to those offices and that we've met and stuff, I know that whenever you have dignitaries or other, you know, property owners or investors coming to town, it's like, boom, take them out to True North immediately.
When an ownership group wants to take the management of the course to the next level, no question it's very beneficial if they make it out to Scottsdale. And once they see Troon Golf as a company, our corporate offices, and see the 14 facilities we have in this strong cluster here in the Arizona market, they realize that Troon Golf means business. What we can do for a shareholder of a property, and what we can do for a customer, what we can do for an associate, it just makes sense.
Mm. Yeah, well, you know, that's really why when I was able to put together the Golf Smarter Scottsdale adventure, my first choice was True North, and then I wanted to do TPC Scottsdale. And then we're playing Greyhawk, and I wanted to finish it up with Kierland because I've played Kierland a couple of times, and actually my lowest score ever was at Kierland. So it's not a brutal course, but it's a great way to finish up four rounds in 4 days, just a little bit softer on the palate. And I think of the four that I just mentioned, two of those, True North and Kierlin, are both Troon managed courses.
That's right.
I didn't realize that there were that many. 14 Troon managed courses in the Phoenix Scottsdale area.
That's right.
Wow.
Certainly a strong presence in Arizona, and being that we're based here, and the world headquarters is here, and the flagship property, that synergy has really been beneficial for us in picking up new properties. Every few years, we have the opportunity to get engaged at a new facility in Arizona. So that number is most likely to even grow from 14. We certainly know that it's a golf destination, but because of the saturation, there's some courses that are going to have some troubles, and that's where Troon Golf will have its opportunity.
Mm. All right, so now let's get to we're going to be playing the Pinnacle Course when we come. And you said a couple of things about the Pinnacle Course that now I'm nervous
about.
A little bit nervous. Yeah. We're going to be playing there. Let's see, we're doing Thursday, we'll play at Greyhawk. And Friday, we're playing True North. Saturday, we'll play the Stadium Course, TPC Scottsdale, which, like I said, is just a few days after they finished the Waste Management Phoenix Open. One of the things that you said about the Pinnacle Course, 149 slope. I don't know if any of our group's going to be playing the back tees,
sure,
but
sure.
God bless you if you do. And if you do, bring extra balls. Actually, the whole course, bring extra balls.
But if you don't bring extra balls,
buy them there.
Got some for sale in the golf shop.
Right, exactly.
We've got some for sale.
But a boom, yes, actually. Yes, but you said visually intimidating about your golf course.
So on the Pinnacle Course, if you're going to come to Arizona and play a daily fee resort property, you've got to play Pinnacle. It's ranked number one in the state. That's a story you have to go back with, right? But yes, it is a bit more difficult, a bit more demanding of the two courses.
A bit more difficult.
I'll say it is off of the tee box. It's actually a bit more player friendly around the greens. So if you're accurate, you'll fare well.
Yeah. Yep. Farewell.
Yeah,
adios.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
So long. What is your favorite hole on that course?
You know, on the Pinnacle Golf Course, favorite hole. That's like asking which child of yours is your favorite.
I'll ask that next.
Yes, okay. I think it's always fun when you get up to a par five and you think, with a long drive, I might get home in two. I might pick up a couple extra strokes. So I think the par fives are really strong and pretty popular. The back nine, I would say 14 is, you get near the end of your round. You've really had a chance to kind of dial it in, right? You've had 13 holes to play. It's a par five. What tee do you think you'd be playing, Fred?
What are our choices?
Like today, we're hosting a tournament. Most of them play from the silver tee. That's about 6,200. What do you think, 6,600?
Give me the slope on these. I don't look at distances.
Okay.
I look at slope.
How about a 137 from the gold, and that's at 6,600, or a 130 from the silver at 6,200?
I think that I'll probably play in silver at 130.
Silver.
I mean, I can play the 137.
Sure, sure.
That's always four or five more strokes for
me.
So the 130 is what generally I'm looking for, the upper 120s to low 130s when I'm looking at the tee box. And you know, it just cracks me up when guys just go out going, oh, we're playing the back tees.
It's sure,
like,
yeah.
Wait a minute, you're a 22 handicap. What are you doing? Why are you wasting our time? You know, and then they just look at the distance of the course, and I've never understood. Looking at the distance is not it. It's really looking at the slope.
It really is. Yeah.
And you know, once you figure out what you're most comfortable with and what you score best, I mean, because the point is going out and having a good time. So figure out the one that you score the best, then go play that one and enjoy yourself. Stop beating yourself up.
That's an amazing concept. Is that math without ego? Is that your equation?
No, that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know what we call that? Golf smarter.
That's right. Yes, there you go.
Hey!
Isn't that the truth? Yes. Great segue. Yes. Well, then I would suggest the silver tee. Silver tee's at 130 slope.
And then wait, how many tee boxes do you have?
We have five sets of tees.
Okay, so we've done the 130, 137, 149.
That's right.
What else?
We also have a copper tee at it's 125, slope of 125, distance 5,700.
Okay, man.
And then all the way forward is the jade tee. The distance there is 4,800, and that is a 116 slope.
Jaded. Yeah, so I mean, it's interesting that you provide so many different opportunities here. And I'm thinking about the copper.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking maybe I'll go one up.
I just want to go out and have fun and not beat myself up.
I think really that's a trend you're going to see everyone move towards is we've got to offer more tee box options, right? Just to make sure that we're reaching all of the audiences out there. We can't assume that everyone is looking to have the ego check and jump to the back tee. And, you know, at the end of the day, you want to make sure that people are having a good time and you've provided them with an opportunity to have a good time. And I think someone, you know, strategically selecting the correct tee, the golf smarter, that opportunity exists. And this would actually, and we'll maybe talk a little bit more about the Pinnacle course, but at some point I would like to talk about a new initiative we have called Monument Express. It's a new golf course that we created within the golf course to really to provide that opportunity, kind of introduce new golfers to the game. And maybe we can touch on that, Fred, here after we kind of get through your Pinnacle descriptions here.
Okay. But, all right. I think that what I find most interesting about the different tee boxes that you have, because you mentioned the distances on each of them, that it is a real testimony to the fact that it's not about the distance. I mean, there are, you know, now courses are getting longer and longer and longer. Well, not many courses being built these days, but they were really focusing on making the courses longer and longer. But here's an opportunity to play a course that's not really that long, but the slope is so high, which means it's a very challenging course. You got to keep the ball in the fairway.
You know, what's funny is Tom Weisskopf was out, it's probably been about 2 years ago, went for a little tour on the golf course just to see the progress and some of the renovation and changes. And he looked at me and said, Lon, you know what I think we need to do? We need to make the fairways a little more narrow.
No.
And immediately I'm thinking, more narrow?
That may be for a private course, but not public.
And actually, it was just the way he worded that. I should back up and say that really his goal was, let's create more rough so these balls have a chance of stopping before going into the desert to make it more player-friendly.
Okay, I'll buy that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it was all in the wordings, but yeah. I took the same approach to Tom, narrow? No, we can't do that. So, you know, while there's ample landing space out there, but, you know, from what you see from the tee, it may not look like there's as much landing space as there actually is, but once you get up there, we've actually provided a good deal of rough to help that problem. Hopefully you won't have any issues off the tee.
Right. Okay, I'm going to give you an opportunity to implore the Golf Smarter audience to make their reservations, to come out and be part of the Golf Smarter adventure to Scottsdale to play True North. And so think about that for a minute, but let's see how well you are at multitasking, because you're going to be speaking while I make you think of that. Yeah. I'm going to give you the opportunity. So, Lon, what's the Monument Express I've been hearing about?
So Monument Express, it's a nine-hole golf course.
Ooh.
That plays to a distance of 1,500 yards. But what's unique about it, so there's no forced carries. There's no carries over desert. And we didn't just go out into the middle of fairway and drop an above-ground tee at the 150-yard marker. We really analyzed this course, laid this out, had the engraved stone plates buried in the ground. They're real tee markers, just like everyone else would have at the other five sets of tees. We created a name for it, Monument Express. We created a logo. It has its own URL, golfmonumentexpress.com. And we've actually had it sloped and rated so that when someone comes out and plays the golf course, they can actually go to the handicap computer and post that score. Now, I'll tell you, we had to do two different pars because, for instance, I've got As you know, Fred, two little boys, a six-year-old and a three-year-old. And when I take my six-year-old out to play on Monument Express, let's take a hole, for instance, that's 200 yards long. Well, for me, that's a par three. So we have what's called an advanced par on the scorecard, and it's a par three. For my six-year-old son, he's playing the progressive par, and so it's going to be a par four for him. So there's really something there for juniors. There's something there for beginners. There's something there for active adults, for women, for Fred, I know how you like to cut out of work just a touch early in the evening and try to get out and play a quick nine. It's a great practice or warm-up in the evenings. So it really just took a space in the golf course to kind of create this new tool. And the best part is the value. Kids are free when they're playing with their parents, and we're only charging $25 for the parents to get out and play. So this is really more about growing the game, providing access to a player-friendly introduction to the game. And, you know, you think about a family going to a hotel for vacation, and Fred, I know you've got a couple of kids, and I'm sure you've found times where, you know, honey, let's go down to the front desk and get with the boys, and let's get some tennis balls, a couple rackets, and let's just kind of go mess around. Well, you would do that because there's really no expense involved to it. You're not worried about skill level or know-how, and so that's a great introduction for that sport. But you know, people don't treat golf that way. You would never say, hey, let's go down to the front desk, get some clubs and balls, and go over there and play the golf, because you're thinking, oh, the equipment, we don't have it, maybe it's expensive to play the game. So we're really trying to create an avenue where we can be held in that regard, where somebody would take the complimentary shuttle from the Four Seasons, which is our resort partner at True North, take the shuttle over to the golf course, and we're going to provide clubs for everybody. We're going to get a $25 fee from the parents, and the kids are going to play free, and really send them out there for a couple hours to just be in one with nature, have fun with each other, get exposed to the game, and have a good time.
Bravo. Bravo. You know what? It's brilliant. I'm really impressed, because you are definitely addressing a critical need for this industry to try to introduce the next generation, and beyond that, to get people who aren't familiar with it, to get them comfortable. I'm really impressed. I think it's a phenomenal idea. Wow. Great for you guys.
Yep, thank
great
you,
for
sir.
You. Yeah, that is. And is that a Troon, a corporate Troon thing wide, or is it just Troon North that's doing it? Or are you the,
you know,
you're the experimentation?
We started here, and now it's become a company initiative.
Yeah,
we have
absolutely.
An initiative called Troon Family Golf. And so you're going to start to see a lot of the courses
brilliant.
Create the courses within the course, names, logos, market it and brand it as its own standalone product, and start to push that. And we're actually seeing, even from competitors, we're seeing this idea emulated already as we speak.
Oh, absolutely. I think that is going to be the true compliment to and testimony to what a great idea it is when you're going to start other properties and other management companies going, we need to follow suit on this, because the golf industry is losing players left and right. More players are leaving than they are starting the game, and you need to address it and attack it. And I think this is a great, great way to do it. Congratulations. That's
so
awesome.
Fred, when you get off the plane, rather than a warm-up bucket, come on up, play Monument Express, and then the next day when you start your true little golf journey, you'll be fresh and ready, and we'll look forward to having you on the pinnacle.
Yeah. Interesting idea. All right, now, thank you. The challenge has been the gauntlet has been dropped. Please do what you. I mean, you've told us some great things about playing golf at True North, playing golf in Scottsdale. But can you please invite our listeners to make sure that they sign up by January 7th, 2011. For our Golf Smarter Scottsdale adventure that will go from February 9th through the 13th. The stage is yours, my friend.
Well, please, thank you so much. And anyone that has not had the chance to experience True North, it's really, if you're a golfer, and you're coming to Arizona, at the risk of sounding biased, you owe it to yourself to play where really it all started. From the rankings to the reputation, just come in and see the golf shop. We've been the top 100 golf shops for the last 20 years. The logo, everybody's got to have our famous horn-toed logo that we have in all of our apparel. And come and see us if it's to have lunch with us. We serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week in the Dynamite Grill. It's a daily facility open to anyone, and in a beautiful location of Scottsdale. We're up in the scenic corridor up in the high Sonoran Desert, and really where we're at, we're surrounded by all private clubs and beautiful large custom homes and high-end resorts. So it's just really a unique setting, unlike many or any other with daily fee golf in Scottsdale with our location. But come and see us, and I should visit our website. If a picture says 1,000 words, please visit the website. We've got beautiful photos, and we really want you to see the website and feel like you have already been here without actually even stepping foot on property. We've got photos from all over the course, many different holes, beautiful views of the valley, photos of all of our offerings from weddings. We do 50 weddings a year, to our Callaway Performance Center. Fred, I didn't tell you that we have a Callaway Performance Center. There's only 12 in the world, and we have one of them, and there's only one in Arizona, and it's right here. But visit our website, TrueNorthGolf.com, and please call us for reservations. You can call our reservation center at 480-585-7700. And Fred, thank you, sir.
Hey, you don't have to call. We've already got our tee time set up. We're going to
yes.
be playing there on February 11th, the Pinnacle Course. Please join us and meet Lon for yourself. And I can't wait to see you again, buddy. It's going to be great to see you.
You as well.
Yeah. Thanks so much for your time. You know, I was hoping that maybe we can get a couple minutes just to do an invitation, but I really appreciate you spending time and talking about the history of the Troon Corporation and also sharing the Monument Express idea. Great stuff. Congratulations, bud. I'm really happy for you.
Thanks so much, Fred. We look forward to having you guys.
Well, if I haven't extended an invitation enough times, there are two invitations in today's show that should do the trick. Just wanted to close out 2010 with six words from me to you. Wishing you a happy new year. Deadline to RSVP for our Scottsdale adventure is January 7. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for 2011, please click on the Hey Fred button at golfsmarter.com.
Smarterpodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.